Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences, itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com.
Like most Americans, David Wyatt will never forget 9/11. As events unfolded, Wyatt needed an outlet for his emotions on that day, so he started writing. The result is the memoir, And the War Came, the story of the changes Wyatt's family went through after September 11th. Wyatt read a passage from his book for Ann Strangchamps.
This is an entry that begins Dennis, Massachusetts, September 11th, 2001. Up a little before 9 this morning, coffee and grape nuts. Another clear, warm day at the Cape. We've had more than 4 weeks of this weather. The phone rings. "Have you heard?" a quavering voice asks. It's Barbara, Anne's cousin in Newton. Anne is my wife. "Terrorists have bombed New York and planes are missing. Two of them took off from Logan Airport. Chris is on a plane out of there. I don't know if it's landed. I had to call somebody." "Where is he headed?" I ask her. "Denver." As Barbara keeps talking, the door opens and Anne is back from the market. She went out for the New York Times. I turn on the TV. It's about 10 in the morning. There is an image of the World Trade Center. A plane flies toward it. The plane disappears. Then I see a huge orange ball of flame and pieces of the building falling. A voice says something about Pearl Harbor. We won't turn off the TV today.
How did you and your family react to the news in the days that followed?
Well, I had a son in Washington, D.C., and a daughter in New York at St. Vincent's Hospital, where she was a third-year resident. So we had people we loved close to both sites. And we got in touch. People who hadn't spoken in years began to speak again. We quickly returned to our home in Charlottesville, Virginia, and took up our life again. We own a restaurant there together, my wife and I. I'm also a professor of English, so I was on leave that fall, but I had to do business back at school. We resumed our daily life, but we found, as we did so, a deeper sense of the meaning of what it is to be a citizen of this country. And there were odd moments where we would find ourselves reading the newspaper and weeping over an editorial. And there's a passage I'd like to read which describes such an occasion. Michael Kelly writes today in an editorial entitled, "We Know Who We Are," that there are, quote, "those on the left and right who hate this country for being what it is, a liberal democracy." He maintains that, quote, "we are good people and we have built what is in fact a just and fair and decent place. And we will preserve this place from those who would destroy it." But when tears have been pushed out, it's been by a feeling almost akin to pride, a big swelling in the chest of recognition that I have an almost searing love for this country.
It sounds as though one of the things that 9/11 did to you was brought you more in touch with your own feelings of love for your family, for the country. It just brought more love into your life.
Oh, that's a lovely way to put it, and I think you're right. I see this fall for me and for many people as the occasion for the return of emotion, and big pieces of myself began breaking loose and coming to the surface. So yes, it was an opening in that sense. It was a terrible wound, but also it was a reawakening. And of course, the major thing was the way we reconnected, not just with love of country, which was deeply important, but with maybe our lost loved ones.
Tell me something about your family situation, because you know, part of what happened, you discovered in the wake of 9/11, is that family members who had been estranged began to come together.
Well, my father had moved to Charlottesville about 4 years before the event. He was in his late 70s. And my father hadn't spoken to a few of my sisters for 20 years. And they begin to call each other and they begin to reconnect. And what happens is that my dear sister from Seattle made plans to visit Charlottesville and brought her husband and her daughter to Charlottesville for Thanksgiving. And my father and sister and husband and daughter sat down for the first time together in their lives in the restaurant I own on the day before Thanksgiving. And this was all in part a result of having been, you might say, cracked open by the, the events of that fall.
Near the end of the book, a lot of the changes you're talking about that were taking place with your family kind of coalesce around a Thanksgiving dinner. I wondered if you'd tell me a little bit of that story and what made that particular Thanksgiving so memorable.
Well, the dinner takes place at my college roommate's farm about 50 miles north of Charlottesville. So it's a return to a place of friendship of over 30 years. And we bring together my father and my sister and her husband and daughter and my son and Anne's children from her previous marriage. So we have all these blended families, these scattered lives that come together in this beautiful fall day in the Piedmont of Virginia. And everybody brings food and sits down. And then after dinner, Barney, my old friend, asks us all to say something. And I don't have much to say. I just say, we all join hands and I say, I'm grateful for the hospitality, for having this place to come to, and for being here with these people. It wasn't a complex emotion, but it was one I hadn't been able to feel before, at least not in the presence of this particular group of people. And so I think of Thanksgiving as a particularly American holiday, the day where we celebrate without a great deal of fanfare or excess. We celebrate our solidarity and our history and our cooking and our families and friends. And so I was happy that our particular private story could intersect with that wonderful public holiday.
Did the changes that took place in you and in your family after 9/11, have those stuck around? Or are your guards back in place and people drifting apart again?
Some of them have stuck around, but it is arresting to admit that many of the changes didn't and probably couldn't have held, so that some of the bridges that were crossed, some of the reunions that took place didn't last. And I guess I've had to accept that these moments of happiness, of inherent excellence, are often temporary, that the deeper wounds sometimes reassert themselves. And while the book doesn't tell that story, I think what happened to my family, the way in which the reunion didn't entirely change things, was also true for the country, that looking back from 3 years later, we can all see that some of the good things that happened didn't entirely allow us to hold together in the ways we might have wished.
It's a mixed feeling, isn't it, to be nostalgic for what was a tragic time?
That's a very nice way of putting it. I think that's what's stunning. I always find myself wanting to use two words, like wonderful and terrible. One adjective just won't do.
David Wyatt's the author of the book And the War Came. He spoke with N. Strange Chimps.